Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
My entire day, people of confidence of the DPR Korea, for your forgiveness, please.
That was Otto Warmbier. It's just, you're seeing it all over the news, and it is just gut-wrenching. He committed the crime in North Korea of removing a propaganda poster from a wall in a hotel, which is what a 21-year-old college student sees that and goes, cool, I'm going to bring it home, and I'm going to put it in my dorm, and I'm going to be really cool. Well, for that, he was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor by the North Koreans. He has now come home in a coma for taking a poster off a wall in a hotel. Joining us to discuss that right now is Cal Thomas, columnist, author. You hear him here on WMAL. Cal, good morning. How are you, Cal? Cal, that from what we understand, Otto is in a coma. The North Koreans are claiming it's because he contracted botulism and took a sleeping pill, and he just has never woken up. Do we buy that? Do we think that's the truth?
Only if you want to buy some swamp land in Pyongyang, Mary. I mean, this is taking on the tenure of a Saturday Night Live skit. You got Dennis Rodman, of all people, going back to Pyongyang. I'm calling it two wild and crazy guys. You got Kim and you got Dennis Rodman. You know, in sports, they sometimes give up a player in exchange for two future draft choices. I think we ought to make a deal with Kim. He gets to keep Dennis Rodman, and we get the rest of the prisoners that he's holding. Why anybody would go to North Korea, I mean, you might as well go on vacation in Baghdad. It's crazy. But I'm glad he's out, and who knows what this meeting is all about. I mean, there have been rumors that somehow he is unnamed representative for President Trump. But I think there's some interest on Kim's part in this to ratchet things down a little bit, because you've got people like the Defense Secretary Mattis, who is saying that we're just basically one step away from a war. It's not really in Kim's interest to provoke a war, because he's interested in maintaining power.
Yeah, the question I have today is, what is going to be ultimately the U.S. government response to this? No one, I think, credibly buys that Otto Warmbier took a sleeping pill, contracted botulism, and then was in a coma for a year after living with the North Koreans. His parents have prior said that they felt like the Obama State Department, and subsequently the Trump State Department, wasn't not being responsive enough, but the Obama State Department said to them, didn't you read the blog post we wrote about how dangerous North Korea was, blaming the parents virtually for the fact that their son ended up getting detained? What do you think the U.S. response will be, if anything, to this?
Well, it's very difficult. I mean, you've got 30,000 American troops in South Korea within range of any of those just conventional weapons that Kim has. You've got millions of South Koreans in Seoul, which is close to the border. Kim has threatened to launch his conventional weapons. God forbid that any of them be nuclear on top of that. So this is why we have presidents, to make these difficult decisions. I can't imagine that the United States would favor a war with North Korea, but on the other hand, we've said that we're not going to allow Kim to acquire nuclear weapons. But according to a report in the Sun newspaper yesterday, he's only one step removed from achieving that goal. So we've got Iran, who the previous administration and this one has said we're not going to allow to acquire a nuclear weapon, and now we got North Korea on the edge of the same thing. We're dealing with two very evil empires, and I'm glad I don't have to make the decision.
Should the U.S. be concerned? I mean, this is so ridiculous that Dennis Rodman is, like, you know, credited with anything, but should the U.S. be concerned at all that Dennis Rodman is pretending in any way to act as sort of a diplomatic envoy for the U.S.?
Well, you know, we've had other people go to North Korea, from Jimmy Carter to former Senator and Governor Richardson, but each time we supposedly get a promise to ratchet something back that it puts the world in danger, and each time Kim or his predecessor father have broken broken the agreement. So you can't trust anything they say. But I'm all for ratcheting down the tension if it actually leads to something. In the past, Kim has gotten more food. He's gotten more time to build his weapons. This is what he's buying, time. He wants the moment where he can declare to the world, I now have nuclear weapons capable of reaching the United States and using those to blackmail us into more concessions or better recognition of his regime.
Well, this is not the first time Dennis Rodman has gone over. So
no,
this
no.
is something he's done before. And personally, I don't make a big deal. I don't see him as our ambassador. I just think he enjoys hanging out with Kim Jong-un and making himself feel
no, but my worry is that a guy like that goes over and says, yeah, I'll see what I can do, or starts like conveying that he has some sort of power because he was on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, well, you remember Jesse Jackson did the same thing. He was another one of those who went, and as I recall, he got somebody freed as well. But this is the game that totalitarians play. They seize an American, or more than one American, or in this case, a Korean-American or two, and they use them as bargaining chips because they know we care about individual lives. So there's nothing new about this. This has been going on for some time, but this involves nuclear weapons. This is more than just holding hostages to get food or to get other concessions. This is big time stuff, and I don't know. Dennis Rodman has not gone to diplomatic school, so I don't know what's going to come out of this. And I certainly, we know the State Department knows about it. The president's aware of it. Anything good that comes out of it, great. But I'm not too optimistic.
The fact that they released somebody who's been in a coma for a year doesn't suggest to me that there's any sort of trend coming. I mean, there's three more Americans that we know of that are being held by North Korea. The prospect of their release today doesn't seem any more likely, does it?
No, it doesn't. And again, as you suggested, anybody who believes that botulism and a pill are the reason this guy's been in a coma for a year, I mean, you got to believe in the tooth fairy. I mean, we just all hope that he recovers. But I mean, I'm not a doctor and I don't play one on TV. But somebody who's been in a coma for a year, that cannot be good for your future health prospects.
And his parents just found out about it, by the way, which is one of the worst parts of this.
Yeah. Cal, you're going to stay with us. We're going to discuss Jeff Sessions' testimony yesterday as well with you, so thank you so much for that. Joining us right now is Cal Thomas. He's columnist, author. You know him from his show, from here on WMAL. Cal, we wanted to talk to you, get your impression of the Sessions hearing yesterday. Most of the questions asked, from what we could tell, were not even about Russia.
No, this is all the political posturing that makes a lot of Americans really fed up with Washington, Mary. I thought one of my favorite lines, and I thought Sessions did an excellent job, even though he was looked down upon in a condescending way by several of the senators, including Senator Harris, when he said, I recused myself from any investigation into the campaigns for president, but I did not recuse myself from defending my honor against scurrilous and false accusations. Now, I love it when people talk about their honor, because a lot of Americans think that is something that is sorely lacking in Washington. But as Charlie Hurt points out in his column this morning for the Washington Times, Sessions even went so far as to gently ridicule his former colleagues for focusing on such petty political and trivial nonsense at a time when far more pressing matters should be occupying their full attention. All of this stuff is political theater, Mary and Vince. I mean, the rest of the country looks at this and is appalled. It doesn't affect their lives. It doesn't affect their jobs, their income, their level of taxation, the regulation of their businesses, the safety of the country. There has not been a shred of evidence that has proved any collusion between the Trump campaign or members of the campaign and Russia that changed the outcome of the election. Even many Democrats have said that, and yet the investigations go on.
You know, there was a weird moment yesterday where Senator Rod Wyden was questioning Jeff Sessions over the fact that there was supposedly a problematic issue with Jeff Sessions' relationship with Russia. The problem I had was that the only way Rod Wyden could reveal that, he could find out that detail, was that James Comey supposedly said it in a closed session. And here's Ron Wyden relaying what James Comey supposedly said in a closed session in a public session. What was the point of having a closed session if you're just going to give away those secrets? And also, Jeff, and what did you make of Jeff Sessions' response, which was simply like, hey, that's like like totally unfair. These are scurrilous implications.
Yeah, well, when you leak, it depends on who's doing the leaking and who's doing the damage. I mean, Democrats can leak all the time. They can be in collusion with people like Comey and the rest, and it's no problem for them. But if you have leaks that damage a Democrat, for example, Hillary Clinton, then that's bad, and people should be investigated and prosecuted and put in prison. As Chris Plant loves to say, if the Democrats didn't have a double standard, they'd have no standard at all. Again, this is what outrages people. There is no single standard by which everybody or to which everybody is held accountable in this town. It's all about getting power, grabbing power, maintaining power, and nothing gets done. I mean, we're spending all this money on investigations in the Senate,
yes,
in the House. Robert Mueller now, he's got his investigation going. He's hiring staff, many of whom are Democrats, by the way.
Right.
And where is this headed? And at the end of it, when nothing is found out and nobody is indicted and nobody goes to jail and the election outcome still hasn't been changed, we've spent millions of dollars on nothing.
All right, Cal Thomas here for a bunch of information this morning. Cal, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Cal.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.